This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin made a big mistake by suspending his country's participation in the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty. In his first comments since Putin's announcement Tuesday, Biden, who is in Poland to meet with NATO's eastern flank allies, condemned the Russian decision to pull back from the treaty known as New START.
Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made. We will defend literally every inch of NATO. Every inch of NATO.
Biden spoke Wednesday in Warsaw as he was wrapping up his whirlwind four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine. Meanwhile, President Putin said on Wednesday that China's president will visit Russia amid U.S. concerns over Beijing's stance on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that China's President Xi Jinping will visit him in Russia in the near future, and that the country's relationship is reaching, quote, new frontiers, with an obvious nod to competition with the West, which fears Beijing could start providing Russia with weapons for the Ukraine war. Historically, China has distanced itself rhetorically from the war and hasn't given material aid to Russia, which could expose it to U.S. sanctions.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 11 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli army raid Wednesday, the deadliest escalation in the occupied West Bank since 2005. The ministry says more than 88 Palestinians suffered gunshot wounds in what the Israeli army called a counterterrorism operation, spurring international concern and calls for calm. This is VOA News. Pope Francis led Roman Catholics into the season of Lent at a traditional Ash Wednesday Mass, urging the faithful to use the time to put aside materialism and self-centeredness and help others.
Così la cenere che oggi riceviamo sul capo ci dice che ogni presunzione di autosufficienza è falsa e che idolatrare l'io è distruttivo e ci chiude nella gabbia della solitudine.
Participants, including the Pope himself, had ashes sprinkled on their heads in the customary reminder of mortality during the service. The 86-year-old Pope says Christians should try to touch the sufferings of the poor, truly listen to those in need, and make sacrifices during the 40-day period leading to Easter Sunday, which falls on April 9th of this year. The UN Refugee Agency and 118 humanitarian and developmental parties are appealing for more than $1 billion to assist over 2 million South Sudanese refugees and host communities in five countries. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports South Sudan is facing multiple problems, including a fragile peace agreement, sporadic violence, and climate-related disasters. It adds 4 years of unrelenting flooding has caused immeasurable damage to people's farmlands, livestock, and livelihoods. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says South Sudanese refugees are unable to go home under such conditions and will likely remain in their countries of asylum for the foreseeable future. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in France say a teacher was stabbed to death by a 16-year-old student on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral has more on that story.
A teacher has been stabbed to death by a student in the French town of Saint-Jean-de-Luz. Officials say the victim was a Spanish language teacher. The 16-year-old attacker told another teacher he was possessed and heard voices instructing him to carry out the attack. A source with knowledge of the investigation told Reuters a local newspaper reported that the student stood up in class and walked to the door before turning around and stabbing the teacher, citing two students who witnessed the attack. A local prosecutor said the student was being held in custody and that a murder investigation is underway.
That was Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. And 16 states in Nigeria on Wednesday asked the Supreme Court to force the central bank to extend by 6 months the use of old banknotes, whose withdrawal from circulation has caused cash shortages and angered citizens ahead of weekend elections. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.